Aloha, it's Kiana, and here are today's top Hawaii headlines from the editors at the Honolulu Star Advertiser. Also, mahalo to Long's Drugs Hawaii for sponsoring the show. Head on over to your neighborhood Long's Drugs for all your shopping needs. Authorities on Tuesday say they have referred 33 people to U.S. law enforcement. That's because the group allegedly harassed a pod of wild dolphins in waters off the Big Island. Aerial drone footage shows snorkelers following dolphins as they swim away. It's against federal law to swim within 50 yards of spinner dolphins in Hawaii's nearshore waters. The law went into effect in 2021 following concerns that so many tourists were swimming with dolphins. The nocturnal animals weren't getting the rest they needed during the day to be able to forage for food at night. The rule applies to areas within 2 nautical miles of the Hawaiian Islands and in designated waters surrounded by the islands of Lanai, Maui, and Kaho'olawe. Go to staradvertiser.com to watch the video. The Vatican says Pope Francis will be hospitalized for several days for treatment of a respiratory infection. He had recently been experiencing difficulty breathing. A Vatican spokesman says the 86-year-old does not have COVID-19 but needs several days of therapy. Francis had been suffering some breathing trouble in recent days and went to a hospital for tests. Francis had part of one lung removed when he was a young man because of a respiratory infection. He often speaks in a whisper, but the Pope got through the pandemic without at least any public word of ever testing positive. First Lady Jill Biden and musician Sheryl Crow are among those expected to attend a candlelight vigil today in Nashville. They'll be there to honor the memory of the 3 children and 3 adults killed in a shooting at a private Christian school. Police say a 28-year-old former student drove up to the school Monday morning and shot out the glass doors and gunned down the 6 victims. Authorities have yet to determine the shooter's motive, but say the assailant did not target specific victims. Crow is scheduled to perform with other musicians. Earlier in the day, Pope Francis sent his condolences to the city and offered prayers to those affected by the violence. State health officials today reported 1,263 new COVID-19 infections over the past week. That brings the total number of cases since the start of the pandemic to 382,833. 4 more deaths were also reported. The state's coronavirus-related death toll now stands at 1,858. The state's 7-day average of new COVID-19 cases was reported at 122 a day, nearly double the 66 a day reported on March 22nd. By island, there were 919 new cases on Oahu, 129 on Hawaii Island, 119 on Maui, 87 on Kauai, and 5 on Molokai. 4 infections were reported for Hawaii residents out of state. To date, 78.7% of Hawaii's total population has completed the primary series of COVID vaccinations. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved selling the overdose antidote naloxone over the counter. This marks the first time an opioid treatment drug will be available without a prescription. The drug can reverse overdoses of opioids, including street drugs such as heroin and fentanyl, and prescriptions such as oxycodone. Today's approval is for Narcan, a name brand version of naloxone sold by Emergent BioSolutions. That means Narcan can be available at convenience and grocery stores. The price isn't clear yet, but for many people who use drugs, naloxone is already available from community groups and will continue to be. For more on these stories and all the latest headlines, subscribe to the Honolulu Star Advertiser. Visit Hawaii's top source for breaking news online at staradvertiser.com and download the Star Advertiser mobile app. Mahalo, have a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
I was able to earn my master's degree in 6 months at WGU. The competency-based learning made all the difference in the world because I was able to apply what I already know and move through those courses faster.